WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 61 degrees right here at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeoftheniceguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. There was no stopping concrete trucks and other construction vehicles during Thursday's ceremonial groundbreaking of Spring Creek Elementary School in College Station.
I'd just like to welcome everybody here to Spring Creek Elementary. And our concrete truck is coming through. Which I may wait a little bit on. What? I'm serious. I'm going to wait for another truck to come down through.
Superintendent Clark Ely thanked the partners involved in the land acquisition and construction of the district's 9th elementary, which will open next fall. The Bryan School District has won an appeal to the Texas Education Agency that results in Crockett Elementary meeting state standards instead of needing improvement.
The tears of joy on the face of the faculty at Crockett and the cheering of the students when they knew that their school had met accountability was really awesome and a moving experience, I think, for all of us.
BISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the state agreed to add what were high scores on standardized tests taken in English by 15 Spanish-speaking students. This week's Bryan and College Station school board meetings included the yearly reorganization of board officers. There were no changes in College Station, where Valerie Yokin remains president, Paul Dorsett vice president, and Jeff Harris board secretary. There were changes in Bryan. Unanimous votes were made following an executive session for the better part of 2 hours. David Sazny, who was just elected to his 9th term, will be serving as president for the 3rd time. Tommy Vasquez is the new vice president, and Felicia Benford will continue as secretary. The longest-serving district judge in Brazos County was honored Thursday at a retirement reception. Two-thirds of J.D. Langley's career has included presiding at naturalization ceremonies. Harvey Lugo of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Office says Langley has administered the oath to nearly 2,500 people since 1991.
He actually breaks down every word of the Oath of Allegiance, making it very significant, expressing to the applicants how important a step they are taking and how this is going to impact on them, their family, for generations to come. So, Judge, you've made that a meaningful oath for all these people for generations to come.
Langley is the only state district judge in Texas authorized to naturalize new Americans. One of Governor Perry's last public speeches will be at his alma mater. He'll be speaking at the Winter Commencement Convocation Service December 18th, the day before midterm graduation exercises. The convocation at Rutter Auditorium is open to the public. Back on the Bryan City Council, after a 2-year hiatus, Mike Sutherland has hit the ground running. He and City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada were on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
We love this. We love to argue with one another. But when it's done, we're done. When we're done, you know, it's over, you know?
Okay. That's what we're looking for.
Mike called me the morning after the election, and we talked for about an hour. And at the end of the call, he said, well, obviously, we're going to be arguing a lot. I said, obviously.
Sutherland, who served 2 years as the council's at-large member, is now representing single-member District 4. Registration for the BCS Christmas Parade ends today at 5. Details are online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time is 6:09 at 61 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
40 years of fun, centuries in the making. Bud Light invites you to join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend through November 30th, including Thanksgiving Friday. Share in the merriment of hundreds of live performances, the taste of over 1,000 foods, and the fun of dozens of games and rides. Only a 55-acre theater could contain this much adventure. Celebrate 40 years of the Texas Renaissance Festival, brought to you by Bud Light. Huzzah!
Shall we check some weather? It's brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Clouds will have those around throughout the day. We'll also see some widely scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, 70 to 75. Showers are possible tonight. They'll taper off late, low 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms return by tomorrow afternoon, high 70 to 75. Those will end tomorrow night, lows 55 to 60. Clearing and drier for Sunday. Sunshine will lead to highs around 75 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, where it was A&M Football Media Day yesterday. We'll get y'all caught up on what the Aggs are getting ready to do for LSU. Also, A&M Hoops early yesterday morning. They'll play at 11 again this morning. We'll have the latest update there. A&M Soccer is in the NCAAs, which is right here in our own backyard. Plus, a whole lot more in sports. We'll do it for you at 6:50.
Where's our backyard? You kids get off my lawn!
That done.
Did you leave your walker in the car?
Yeah, really. 60% chance of shower is what we're looking at today. It'll be a 30% chance tonight. 80% chance of precipitation tomorrow. Some of it could be severe.
At least we're not playing a football game again.
Yeah, 60% chance of thunderstorms on Saturday night. Then it gets out of here. Sunday, they're telling us the high is going to be 77.
Get out of here.
Wow. That's like, 50 degrees warmer than what we had last week?
And everybody's going to come to work on Monday going, I don't know why I don't feel so good.
I don't know. See, I don't know that that may happen, but I think things have been cold enough that everything is pretty much
dormant. It's killing me. It's killing me.
Wow. Okay.
It's the worst I've had in years.
All right. Wow. Interesting. Okay. I haven't, there's some stuff out there, but I just figured it was dust for me. But what the heck? Story this morning about a rampaging woodchuck. Because how much wood, you know?
No, goodness.
Two men, an animal control officer, and a dog all narrowly escaped a groundhog attack in Hampton, New Hampshire. Gary McGrath, who is a woodworker, out in his yard, when the groundhog ran up to his foot, he kicked the groundhog, or woodchuck or whatever you want to call it. But he came back. He kicked it harder this time. Why were you kicking a woodchuck?
Why is it biting his foot?
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, it wasn't biting. He just ran up to him. It's after he kicked him the second time, I think. And then he fled into his garage. The rampaging rodent, stayed on his heels until he made it inside his house. Furry little guy didn't stop there, as a matter of fact. Clawed and scratched at the front door glass, and he took some pictures and posted on his Twitter account. A neighbor and his dog, too, were chased from the yard.
And your little dog, too!
Yeah. Animal control soon had to come on the scene, but the wily woodchuck, I love this, forced the officer to stay in his truck. The groundhog's rampage finally ended when it was put down in his yard. Wow. They had to use lethal force on the woodchuck. See, and what are you doing reaching in? Yeah.
Hey, you dang woodchucks! Quit chucking my wood!
Info. I had that off.
That's all right. It's okay. It's
not all right. The timing was pretty perfect.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Because after all.
Hey, y'all, it's Friday.
All right, it's Friday.
There you go. All right. Good morning, meeting. We're going to
have a great time today. Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
614 News Talk 1620 WTAW. We have to wait. We have commercials. That's what we do here. Okay. Everything all right in there?
Whoa. Yeah, I was double checking something.
Oh, okay.
You were checking wood. That's funny.
Yeah.
As you were checking the phones, it reminded me that we have stuff.
Oh, we have stuff, dude.
Yes, we have stuff.
Okay. By the way, we'll be with you on Thanksgiving morning. When it's a home football game, we're here. We're here.
We'll be here the morning after, too, will we not?
Yeah, yes, we will. Hello?
I'm sorry I had to hang up, but I had a cup of coffee in one hand, and I was backing out of the driveway, and I needed an extra hand.
I understand that. What's up, sir?
Well, this is a comment about the woodchuck. To quote the famous sportsman, Chip Howard, get them before they get you.
That's it. Exactly. Well, yes, sir. And it's obvious that that was an angry woodchuck.
And speaking of phones, Pavlov walked into a bar, heard the phone ring, said, oh, I forgot to feed the dog.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that from those jokes that I sent you yesterday?
Is.
I knew it.
Conditioned response humor. We don't get that very often. That's very good.
These were jokes that are more than likely too smart for you to get.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
God, how many of those do we have?
Isn't that what it was called, Patrick?
Yeah, a lot of them need to be read. I selected that one specifically for the radio.
Oh, it's one of those. Oh, I got you. All right, here we go. It's day 235. It's the 21st of November. We got 40 days to go. It's Hello World Day.
Programmers?
Okay. No.
That's the first step in most programming languages is get it to say, hello, world.
Oh, very good. It's World Television Day. All right. False Confessions Day. What does that mean? Who's doing false
I killed JFK. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. And it's a Beaujolais Nouveau Day. Drink all that new wine out there. All right, for birthdays.
We are celebrating with Megan and Liz. They are new country singers. Fraternal twins. They're 22. Yeah. Carly Rae Jepsen is 29.
Call me, maybe.
Yep. Jenna Malone is 30 from the Hunger Games. Michael Strahan is 43, owns the sack record in the NFL. Ken Griffey Jr., 45. Troy Aikman's 48. Bjork is 49. I just like to say Bjork.
Sure.
Nicolette Sheridan is 51 from Desperate Housewives. Goldie Hawn is almost 70.
Whoa.
Goldie Hawn is 69.
Jeez.
Juliette Mills, 73 from Nanny and the Professor. Dr. John.
Oh, yeah.
Must have been the right place. 74 years old. Marlo Thomas is 77. And that's all I got for Friday.
Lorna Luft, the less well-known daughter of Judy Garland. Think about when your sister is Liza Minnelli. I mean, really?
She's got to be said, I'm the normal one.
That's right. Earl the Pearl Monroe is a basketball player. He's 70. Ken Griffey Jr. played a little baseball. He's 44. Saturday, it's Go for a Ride Day. It's a Family Volunteer Day, Humane Society Anniversary Day, National Adoption Day, JFK Assassination, 1963. Birthdays.
Scarlett Johansson's 30 years old on Saturday. Mark Ruffalo is 47. He's Bruce Banner, not the Hulk in the new ones.
I got you.
Candace Glover's 25. You probably don't remember. She was the winner of season 12 in American Idol.
Oh, well, now that you say it,
oh, number
course.
12? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. My favorite.
Jamie Campbell Bowers, 26, from the Harry Potter movies. Oscar Pistorius, 28 years old. Michael K. Williams is 48 from Boardwalk Empire, which I really like. Meryl Hemingway, 53 years old. Jamie Lee Curtis turns 56. Little Stevie, Steven Van Zandt, 64. Also from The Sopranos and E Street Band. Billie Jean King, 71. And Terry Gilliam from Monty Python, 74 years old. I don't know that I knew he directed Holy Grail and Meaning of Life. I know he'd done a bunch of other directing, but he directed those two movies.
There you go. Robert Vaughn.
Super Spy Napoleon Solo.
Wow. Still around. Is he selling reverse mortgages?
I don't know, but he's cool.
Yeah, he is. He's 82, huh? All right. And Sunday, it's Doctor Who Day. Mother Goose Day.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, National Bible Week. All right, and for birthdays on Sunday.
Miley Cyrus is 22 years old. She's collecting pets already.
22? Yeah. Golly.
Yeah. Snooki.
How time flies, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Snooki Nicole Pelosi is 27 from Jersey Shore. Chris Hardwick, 43 from Walking Dead and Talking Dead on Comedy Central, which we don't have anymore.
No, we don't.
John Hinton is 54. Bruce Hornsby, one of my favorites, 60. And Bruce Valanche, who you would recognize if you saw him, but he actually writes a lot of the shows. Yeah. Like he's on when the Emmys are on and the Oscars.
Oh, yeah.
He writes the witty banter.
Ah, there you go. Writer
Pudgy
of
guy,
witty banter. Okay.
Freaky, curly red hair.
Okay. Steve Harvey, you may know him. He's 58. And Susan Anspach, who was in Five Easy Pieces, 72. Tom Joyner, he's... Any of that disc jockey used to go from Chicago to Dallas every day?
Yep.
Is that the one? Yeah. Used to commute.
Huge in Dallas.
Hell of a commute. That's he's 65 today. There you go. All right, 6:20.
Slovak City is having a grand opening sale for their new superstore in College Station. We have more sewing totes, more sewing cabinets, over 20 models of Bernina sewing machines, over 30 models of Janome sewing machines, Brother Elna, Nikki. Save from 20 to 70% off on everything. Bernina Burnett Servilles for half price, $149. Janome starting at $59. Sovac City, we're on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the president moving forward with unilateral executive action on immigration reform, but going against the will of the people, not to mention tearing up the Constitution and even going against his own words. Now, the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows that about half of Americans, 48%, do not approve of the president's plan. Only 38% support it. Even Latinos, somewhat divided on the issue, without a majority supporting the president's actions. And Obama claims he's heard the voters in the last election. Obviously doesn't mean it. The voters rejected soundly his policies, and new polling data shows the American people want Congress to set the agenda, not Obama. The widest margin of a president's tenure, and Americans believe the nation's representatives and senators should be in charge, not him.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Pete's Parrot Emporium.
Pete? Oh, Pete!
How may I help you?
Help! Help! Help!
Be quiet!
Help. Quiet!
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 Silence!
If only everything in business was as easy as Wix. Wix's drag-and-drop website builder makes it simple to create your stunning website yourself. Just choose a design from hundreds of beautiful Wix templates, then customize it however you want. Go to Wix.com today. It's easy and free.
Wix.com.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The Sean Hannity Update is brought to you by Rainy Night at CR Systems Incorporated. Don't delay. Contact Roofer Girl with CR Systems, Inc. today. That's Rainy Night, Class of 90. Go to AggieRoofExpert.com.
Here's Rainy Night, Class of 90, also known as Roofer Girl, with CR Systems, Inc.
This message is for building owners, large or small, or for property managers. The largest amount of phone calls we get at CR Systems, Inc. are emergency phone calls. We've got a leak and we've got to have it fixed now. What we like to do once we're there and get the leak under control is formulate a plan for your building and know what your goals are, if they're long-term or short-term, and develop a plan and not react to emergencies.
You can find the CR Systems Roofer Girl at theroofergirl.com.
The season is almost over. Time to name your all-pro team. Hi, Tim Light here, and with me is Bubba Dixon from Tom Light Chevrolet. There were a lot of great performances this year. What stands out in your mind?
Well, I have to tip my hat to the Chevy Silverado. It won North American Truck of the Year honors and still the longest-lasting, most dependable truck on the road.
The Chevy Silverado is definitely an all-pro truck. It's no wonder we carry the largest selection of new Silverados in the Brazos Valley.
Big selection and even bigger savings during our year-end clearance. Go to TomLight.com, compare our prices, and you'll never want to shop anywhere else. Come see us at Tom Light Chevrolet.
Year-end savings and worry-free ownership with our TLC package. 2 years of scheduled maintenance at no extra cost. A free car wash and service loaner with each new car purchase.
Only at Tom Light Chevrolet on East Earl Road Freeway in Bryan and online at TomLight.com. Your Texas best Chevy dealer. Chevy, find new roads.
Generic prescriptions become expensive. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Generic drugs have helped to keep health costs down, but as more patients switch to generic prescriptions, pharmaceutical companies have raised prices. A Senate panel met yesterday to look into the reason for the unexpected price spikes. Some medications cost 8,000% more than before. A Williams-Sonoma unit is expanding. The furniture subsidiary Sutter Street plans to hire 500 workers at upholstered furniture plants in North Carolina, Texas, and California. Papa John's has sports tie-ins in various markets, offering discounts on pizza orders the day after a team victory. Papa John's has such a promotion in Philadelphia, where customers can get half-price pizzas after a win by the 76ers. Trouble is, the basketball team has yet to win a game. Now the promotion offers discounts if the 76ers just score 90 points win or lose. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Attention men, are you urinating often, waking at night to urinate? We want to send you a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow, bladder emptying, and is shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. You can try Super Beta Prostate free. Only pay shipping and handling. This free giveaway is available while supplies last. For details, call 800-467-0943. 800-467-0943. 800-467-0943.
John Deere began selling tractors and implements decades ago, and he knew that nothing runs like a Deere, and still does. Sioux Falls Prater carries the commercial and industrial line of John Deere products, but they also sell everything for today's gentleman farmer and ranchers, like their bagging systems for your riding mowers starting at $349, or steel leaf blowers for $149. And for the serious producer who needs to stay warm and needs serious power, ask about the 615 M cab tractor with $7,000 cash back or $2,000 off and 0% for 60 months. Offer expires 11/30/14. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity you can afford. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Today, we're going to go back in history, and it was on this date in 1983, and about 100 million of us were all doing the exact same thing at the exact same time. In this case, it was watching ABC TV.
Current world intelligence situation, and you might pay particular note to the nuclear submarines off the east and west coast.
Having already captured NATO advanced positions.
Guys, hear anything about an alert?
I really don't think either side wants to be the first to use a nuclear device.
It's not a question of who, but where.
East Germany sealed off the borders to West Berlin.
It's not gonna happen.
People are crazy, but not that crazy.
We have a massive attack against the U.S. at this time. ICBMs.
Over 300 missiles inbound now.
A second takes you beyond imagining, beyond tomorrow, and into the day after.
You heard it right there. The Day After, the movie that depicted the aftermath of a nuclear war. I don't know if you remember it like I do, but people were terrified. We were supposed to be frightened to death after seeing this movie. And then we just all kind of felt like morons because we realized it was just a sucky TV movie. Great marketing, though. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I was just in the shop the other day. He's picked up a couple more Rolex watches and a whole bunch of really cool heirloom jewelry. Not to mention the fact that they sell gold bullion, and they'll do appraisals for you, too. And you don't have to leave your ring or whatever it is you want to get looked at. He'll do an analysis, take some pictures, and then email you the results and tell you how much it's worth, so you don't have to leave that wedding ring there. Get all the info you need at David's Jewelry and Coins. That's plural. David'sJewelryAndCoins.com. Or they're on Old College in the same shopping center as IHOP right next to Hurricane Harry's. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KX HD. Join Lee Benson and Chris Vallejos every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports Overtime, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KAGS HD. Sunday nights are special on KAGS with the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band Show. Sunday nights at 11, known for its precision military marching formations, the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band is the largest military marching band in the nation. Join Dr. Bruce Bockhorn for a look at life inside the band and see their halftime drill. It all starts with NBC's Sunday Night Football, Aggie Sports Overtime, and the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band Show. Only on KAGS, your Fightin' Texas Aggie Band Station.
Good morning.
KAGS, local people, living here, working here.
Sorry, 629, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Moisture will come off the Gulf of Mexico today. We'll see scattered showers. We may see a thunderstorm. We continue to warm up 70 to possibly 75 today. Scattered showers will taper off overnight 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy tomorrow. Showers and thunderstorms are possible. High 70 to 75. They end tomorrow night. Lows 55 to 60. Sunday's the better of the two weekend days. Lots of sunshine on Sunday. Highs will make their way up to about 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For the most part, you know what it takes to get and stay healthy. So if what you're lacking is motivation, this may help. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
You've been thinking about switching to solar. Don't wait much longer or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Move quickly because the tide is turning. Solar power is becoming a threat to big energy profits. In fact, some power companies are even pushing for extra fees to make up for lost revenue. Warning, you must have your solar system up and running by midnight December 31st or you'll miss out on this year's federal tax credit. Energy prices are expected to increase by as much as 40% in the near future. Go solar now with no down payment, interest, or payments for a whole year. You can afford it because we finance. Get your government money and save big every month. Big Energy is getting nervous and the door of opportunity is about to slam shut. Paying $150 a month or more on energy bills? Then call 1-800-MY-SOLAR now for a free in-home assessment. 1-800-MY-SOLAR.
My home, my savings.
Even though we know what it takes to get fit and stay healthy, too many of us just don't do it.
We're putting on weight, and the numbers on people who are above ideal weight are really pretty scary. They're going up and up, and just no indication that that curve is dropping off any.
Family doctor Alan Bonsteel, author of the book Stay Young, Start Now, believes that people just aren't motivated to stay active and eat healthy. But there are a lot of good reasons to do so.
Exercise is the greatest antidepressant we know. When people exercise regularly, they've got just an unshakable sense of well-being about themselves. What I advise people is to go into the health club, grab a 25-pound weight, and feel how heavy that is and how weighed down they feel, and then imagine that they were 25 pounds less heavy than they are now. That's the difference they're going to feel.
And there are other things we do to sabotage our own health.
If I were to take people on rounds in the hospital, if I were taking bedside to bedside and look in the patient's chart, most of the patients who are in any hospital are there because they did it to themselves, and the biggest part is the smoking and the drinking.
Regardless of your age or physical condition, Dr. Bonsteel believes it's never too late to get started.
The central message I have is the central importance of the cardiovascular system, you know, the body's ability to heal, our ability to digest our food, our ability to have a good sex life. It's all in the cardiovascular system. When people understand that central importance, then they start getting motivated.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 61 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care, closer to home. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. There was a standing room only crowd inside the atrium of the Brazos County Administration Building. The audience gave a standing ovation to District Judge J.D. Langley, who is retiring after nearly 30 years behind the bench.
I wouldn't have even been able to do anything if the people of the county had not elected me by that 16-vote margin.
He started as a county court-at-law judge.
I wouldn't have even been able. It was Alton Bowen that walked into my home that election night in 1985 who said, where is Landslide Langley?
Langley will continue to preside over selected cases as a visiting senior district judge. Returning Bryan City Councilman Mike Sutherland received an explanation about the city's $35,000 election budget on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
When you go from two single-member districts to five or citywide, your costs are going to go up, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's the bulk of that.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada also told Sutherland it didn't cost the city as much to advertise in the newspaper compared to what candidates were charged.
They're not a governmental entity, and by law, they have to give us their lowest
published rate.
We didn't spend that much.
Strada says the city-funded election materials was to provide information about the charter amendments and not to suggest how Bryan residents should vote. This week's Bryan School Board meeting included changes in board leadership. Following an executive session lasting more than 1.5 hours, there's a new president. David Stasny succeeds Doug Wunneberger. It's the third time Stasny has led the board. He was just elected to his 9th 3-year term. There is also a new vice president as Tommy Vasquez replaces Kelly Levy. Felicia Benford continues as board secretary. The College Station School Board also selected its leaders for the upcoming year. No changes were made, as Valerie Yokin continues as president, Paul Dorsett as vice president, and Jeff Harris as board secretary. There was no stopping concrete trucks and other construction vehicles during yesterday's ceremonial groundbreaking of Spring Creek Elementary School in College Station.
I'd just like to welcome everybody here to Spring Creek Elementary. And our concrete truck is coming through, which I may wait a little bit on. What? Upstairs? I'm going to wait for another truck to come down from here.
Superintendent Clark Ely thanked the partners involved in the land acquisition and construction of the district's 9th elementary, which will open next fall. The Texas Education Agency has granted an appeal from the Bryan School District.
The story here is a great one for the Crockett Rockets. They felt they put in the hard work. The kids felt great about it.
BISD spokesman Brandon Webb says the state upgraded Crockett Elementary from a school needing improvement to one that meets state standards. Webb says the state decided to include standardized tests from 15 Spanish-speaking students who took the test in English.
High-performing students were taken out of the school's data and not allowed to count on the school's behalf. And so our appeal is that's just wrong for kids. That's wrong across the state. That's wrong for Crockett's kids. It's wrong, period.
The TEA will update its website and accountability information early next month. The day before midterm graduation at Texas A&M, graduates, their guests, and the public will be hearing from a former student. Rick Perry, A&M class of 1972, will be making one of his last public appearances before stepping down as the state's longest-serving governor. Perry is the guest speaker at the winter commencement convocation and the evening of December 18th at Rudder Auditorium. For the first time since the drought began in 2011, there is talk now of cattle producers rebuilding their herds. It's the classic law of supply and demand. According to Texas A&M agricultural economist Dr. David Anderson, he says beef prices have risen so much they make raising cattle, even with higher costs of feed, profitable again.
Those high prices allow ranchers at least the expectation to be able to buy replacement animals and new cows to start having more calves to produce more beef.
Anderson says the result will be good news for consumers. He says this will bring down beef prices. Meantime, the annual cost estimate is out for next week's dinner of turkey and trimmings, and the price in Texas is less than the national average.
The Texas Farm Bureau Thanksgiving Meal Report finds the traditional Texas-style Thanksgiving dinner for 10 will cost $46.79 this year. That's nearly a 3% savings over last year. The report shows a decrease of $1.29 from the 2013 report. The survey records the cost of 10 holiday staples to feed 10 people, including turkey, stuffing, sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, and pecan pie. Tony Purcell, TSN News.
Finally, registration for the BCS Christmas Parade ends today at 5. Details are online at bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time, 6:38. It's 61 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Hi there, it's Jackie from Jackie's Toys and Books again. Okay, did you miss last week's Christmas preview sale at Jackie's? Sorry about that. Well, just for you, everything is 15% off this week. With a sale like this, you should be able to find something for all the kids on your Christmas list, even some birthday presents. Let our friendly staff answer your questions and help you find the perfect toy, puzzle, or game. The 15% off sale ends Saturday, November 22nd. Jackie's across from Cafe Excel on Texas. Jackie's sharing Christmas with the Brazos Valley for 28 years.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
A&M Carpet One Floor and Home is having the biggest sale ever.
forever.
Enjoy savings up to 50% off beautiful new carpet and take advantage of special store-wide 12-month special financing. Plus, you can save up to 30% on select hardwood, laminate, and tile floors, too.
Hurry, this big sale ends November 23rd. Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet 1, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed with the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
Let's do some weather, brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Now till the 28th of November, they got a deal with the Lennox folks, up to $1,300 off a complete home heating or cooling system. Get in touch with them at Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Clouds will have those around throughout the day. We'll also see some widely scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, 70 to 75. Showers are possible tonight. They'll taper off late, low 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms return by tomorrow afternoon, high 70 to 75. Those will end tomorrow night, lows 55 to 60. Clearing and drier for Sunday. Sunshine will lead to highs around 75 Sunday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with Aggie Football Media Day. We'll cover more on LSU with the Aggies. We've got the high school football report, basketball action that started yesterday morning at 9:30, and they'll play again this morning at 11. We'll have all that and more in sports here in about 9 minutes or so.
Yeah, so the president spoke last night. I didn't happen to watch it. I captured it in case I decided to want to watch it later, and then I didn't want to, so... you know, he's got his executive immigration actions that will give legal status and work permits to about 5 million illegal immigrants. Countering those who term his plan as amnesty, he said, amnesty is the immigration system we have today. Millions of people who live here without paying their taxes or playing by the rules, while politicians use the issue to scare people and whip up votes at election time.
That could easily describe either side.
Yeah. Now listen to this. He said, quote, we were strangers once too. And whether our forebears were strangers who crossed the Atlantic or the Pacific or the Rio Grande, we're here only because this country welcomed them in and taught them.
No, they didn't. They treated the Irish like crap.
There you go. Taught them that to be an American is about something more than what we look like or what our last names are or who we worship.
And some of them wore powdered wigs, too, but things change. There is an immigration policy or lack thereof, right? I mean,
I can fix all this right now.
Do it.
Right now. It's not a problem of immigration. It's a problem of enforcement, period, full stop. It has nothing to do with any of this. It's the fact that they won't enforce the law that's on the books that we have right now.
And since the president, since we're all speaking anecdotally, unless we happen to be one of these immigrants, illegal or legal, I've heard there are at least three different stories of people who are either in the process of or who have recently become American citizens. It's tough. The legal way is very, very difficult. And so real reform is going to include cleaning that up, either speeding it up, making it a little cheaper, or just laying it out a little better. But I know a coworker up here is dating someone from Scotland, and it's tough. When they say he's terrified every day of being deported.
Right.
I don't know how serious that is, but, I mean, there's genuine concern that he could just be said, no, you got to go. 14 days, you got to be back in Scotland.
Sure. There's a genuine concern that a lot of those people have that we cannot relate to.
And he's playing by the rules. So I understand also there must be fear for people who aren't, but there's a policy.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that's I guess certainly to be concerned about is I just don't believe that most of these people are going to try to vote anytime soon. I think they're also scared of the system because of what you just mentioned.
Oh, I think they'll vote. May not necessarily be them that's voting.
Oh, one of those. you want to go ahead and play the voter fraud card. Is that it?
Oh, there are piles of conspiracies I can mount on this, buddy. Piles.
Could do that.
I got tinfoil hats for everybody.
I just kind of wish that I had to learn the language. I mean, I hate to think 10 years into the future where it'll be punch one for English, punch two for Farsi, punch three for Mandarin, punch four for Spanish.
You know? I think we're getting closer to, what was it, Blade Runner?
Oh.
Where it was a mix of five or six, the language that we ended up speaking was a mix of five or six different languages.
Good, because I want to learn a new language now, yeah.
Oh, it'll just evolve into it.
Yeah. I just, anyway, so we'll...
If they just enforce the laws that we have...
That's why they have to be there, so we can have new laws. We have to have them there to protect us. We need new laws.
And there's, from everything I've heard, there's absolutely nothing that anybody can do about it.
No.
Other than shutting down the government, which Republicans don't have the testicular fortitude to
do. Well, no, don't need it, because they're going to get blamed no matter what. And I'm sure from a party standpoint, they don't want to do
that. And what the president did didn't change a whole lot, but the people who... are supporting what he's suggesting he's doing. I don't know. It's a side where I can't even wrap my head around. I was lied to so many times on screen last night.
Well, okay. That happens a lot. Hello.
Kevin, I think you're thinking of the wrong movie. It's Idiocracy.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Not Blade Runner.
No, that's what's happening just in general. Blade Runner has the language, but you're absolutely right. Idiocracy is
Idiocracy also had a... Strange language. Mm-hmm.
Incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell released 2015 schedules with big changes. Work on Fridays.
What?
Before the elections, McConnell said senators should expect longer nights and full work weeks. I don't believe that at all.
What?
I don't believe that at all.
I mean, they're not the president. He says they're going to work on Friday. Why wouldn't they work on Friday?
They're going to work on Friday. Again, most dangerous place to be is between an elected official and a airport gate. Gee whiz. No, I don't believe that at all.
It's like the old saloon door.
One reason they might stay, and that is if the lobbyists decide to have parties on Friday night.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 22nd, it's rodent control. Rodents can do a lot of damage to homes, facilities, lawns, and pastures. Learn about the latest control products and techniques this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Want to become a savvy consumer, somebody who thinks through the steps in picking just the right tree? Well, I have some decisions you'll need to address, steps in choosing the perfect shade tree, right after this important message. I can finally offer you the book I've always wanted, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars. Puts them all into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, and it's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. It would make a wonderful Christmas gift item. Now, I self-published this book, so you're not going to find it in stores. You won't find it on Amazon. Only from my office, only from my website. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Horticulture. Chapter 2, When to Plant, Prune, Fertilize, and Spray All the Plants in Your Landscape and Garden. Individual chapters on trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also turf, grass, and fruit and vegetables. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769 or go to neilsperry.com. If you're choosing new trees for your landscape this fall or for next year or any time during the gardening season, there are several questions you may want to consider in choosing the best tree. How tall and wide do you want the tree to be when it's mature? One of the electric service providers in Texas says in their best information when they advise us, know before you grow. Know how tall and how wide a tree will grow, not just to keep it out of utility lines, but also to let it blend in with other plants that you're growing. Consumers and commercial designers too often mass trees too closely together. If you have a patio home, you have no room for a majestic oak or pecan. What growth form is best for your site? Rounded and oval trees look most natural, so they're usually the best options. However, you'll also find upright, weeping, and spreading trees. Choose the type that would look best with what else is around it. What type and depth of soil do you have? Much of Texas has alkaline soils. Too often, it's shallow, covering white rock caliche. Your tree selection will depend greatly on a species' ability to grow in alkaline conditions, if that sounds like your home. Or if you're in sandy soils of East Texas, you need to consider trees that can handle that. How important is fast growth to your tree selection? Well, I think it's a terrible criterion in the selection of shade trees, and I'll explain why. Most fast types of trees live short and hard lives, dying after 10 or 25 years from an assortment of insects and diseases. They all have fatal flaws. Poor choices for Texas: willows, cottonwoods, fruitless mulberry, silver maple, box elder, catalpa, Arizona ash, mimosa, and Siberian elms. What species of trees are best adapted to conditions you have? Well, the large shade trees for much of Texas would be Schumard red oak, live oak, chinquapin oak, bur oak, cedar elm, pecan, and Chinese pistachio, water oak, and willow oak in East Texas. What size of tree will your budget allow? Well, I would encourage you to buy a larger tree if you need immediate impact, but if you're also doing other landscaping and need shrubs, you could go to larger shrubs and smaller shade trees. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. I've enjoyed having you with us. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. High school playoff action got cranked up early this week at the Franklin Lions mauled Maypearl 51-13. And here's Zach Taylor with the rest of the high school football report.
The high school football playoff field has been whittled down a little bit since last week. A&M Consolidated, College Station, and St. Joe's all saw their seasons come to an end last weekend, but a couple of teams that did survive were the Bryan Vikings and Navasota Rattlers. For the Vikings, well, they'll take on Magnolia West tonight in the 5A area round out in Waller. Here's Coach Ross Rogers on the matchup.
They're going to formation you. They're going to have certain plays. They're going to find a scheme that really gives you problems, and they do a good job of analyzing that before it, watching film, and then they'll come in with that plan, and if we've maybe taken something away or the defense, and they'll go back to what. So they just do a good job of analyzing what you do on defense and trying to make sure that they're not wasting plays. And that's what I think they're very efficient at.
Kickoff between the Vikes and Mustangs is at 7 o'clock, with pregame starting at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The top-ranked Navasota Rattlers carried their dominance over into the postseason last week, routing Needville 55-15 in Conroe. This week, they'll once again be at Buddy Moorhead Stadium, this time taking on a very familiar foe in the Chapel Hill Bulldogs. Here's Coach Lee Fedora.
Yeah, and I told the kids on, when we went through our scouting report, you look back to 2010, 2011, we were the big underdogs, but both of those games were a dogfight all the way till the end. Well, coming into this game, Chapel Hill's going to be the underdog. It doesn't matter. You can throw all that, the rankings out. You can throw the records out, because it is kind of a rivalry game. When we play Chapel Hill and Chapel Hill plays Navasota, it's always been a dogfight.
Rattlers pregame gets underway at 6:30 with kickoff at 7 on Navasota News 1550. Other second round games going on this weekend. Normangee takes on Lindsay and Ferris tonight. Iola faces Munster and Waxahachie. Rockdale plays Buna and Klein. And Cameron Yeo faces Teague and Waco. Kickoff time for all of those games is this evening at 7:30. Tomorrow, Brazos Christian and the Woodlands Christian will square off at noon in Anderson Shiro. Remember, you can always follow all of your favorite teams anytime on BrazosFootball.com. And that has been another postseason version of your Friday Football Report. I'm Zach Tigler.
Thank you, Zach. Yesterday was A&M Football Media Day in preparation for the 53rd meeting of the Aggs and Tigers. The series with LSU dates back to 1899. But this is the first year it's going to be played on Thanksgiving. And head coach Kevin Sumlin likes the Turkey Day tradition here in Aggieland.
Thanksgiving brings back a lot of memories for our fans. I know our fans are excited about it. What the traditional value is of a Thanksgiving, particularly night game. And Thanksgiving is a great time, is a traditional time for family, friends, and football. I think it's a great honor to be a part of not just sitting there watching somebody, but somebody's got to play. And why not us in a great venue, 100 and some thousand people at night? It's something to be excited about, something to be proud of, and I know our guys are excited to be playing on it.
A fairly large topic of discussion was the injury bug that seems to have plagued the Aggs. I asked Coach Kevin Sumlin how healthy the team was relative to the start of the season.
You know, we're a different team at the beginning of the year. You know, you saw us play really since the last bye week and at Auburn. We had a bunch of guys on the field that didn't even go to South Carolina, let alone play.
It's a week from today. A&M resumes its Thanksgiving Day tradition. This time it's with LSU. Pregame at 5:30 and the kickoff is at 6:30, and it's on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Aggie Hoops took on the Dayton Flyers in the Puerto Rico Open. Dayton's Devin Scott tipped in a missed layup with 1 second remaining, and the Flyers held on to beat Texas A&M 55-53 in the opening game of that Puerto Rico tip-off. Here's head coach Billy Kennedy following the game.
It was a tough, hard-fought game. Thought Dayton just executed a little bit better in some special situations, and I need to do a better job of having our team prepared in those situations, underneath, out of bounds, and just some little things like that. And then you get that many offensive rebounds, you got to score.
Aggs will play again this morning against the College of Charleston. Pregame set for 10:30 with an 11 o'clock tip-off. That game is on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Number 5 Texas A&M Soccer looks to advance to the Sweet 16 for the 13th time in the program's history and the third consecutive season as they host the Arizona Wildcats at Ellis Field tonight. It's a second meeting between the two teams. The first, the Aggies escaped with a 2-2 draw in Arizona, and head coach G. Guerrieri says it will be a clash of styles tonight with the Aggs and Wildcats.
They are opposite to us, whereas we try to put the ball down and pass and move and pass and move. They don't. Their defense just knocks balls forward. They bypass the whole middle of the field, and they've got a couple of kids with flip throw-ins who can literally heave the ball 45 yards, and they've got several players at or above 6 feet tall.
Little change of broadcast on this one as A&M will be playing on 1620 AM. Pregame at 6:45, and the match starts at 7. And it's winner, winner, turkey dinner for the second year in a row. The white team won the Maroon and White Series 2-1, forcing the Maroon team to cook the Aggie softball team's annual holiday dinner. In the NFL last night, Thursday night football, the Raiders finally got off the snide.
The high school football playoff field has been...
Excuse me. The Raiders finally got off the snide.
Reese to his right in the shotgun. Carr's going to throw, pumps, looks end zone, throws to the end zone, wide open! James Jones! Touchdown!
Oakland Raiders have their first victory in more than a year after Derek Carr's 9-yard touchdown pass with 1:42 left in the game to give them the 24-20 triumph over the Kansas City Chiefs. In the NHL, John Klingberg, Cody Eakin, and Jason Spezza all scored in the third period to rally the Dallas Stars to a 3-1 victory over the Arizona Coyotes. And finally, severe snowstorm in Buffalo have prompted the NFL to move the Bills game against the visiting New York Jets to Monday night. They're going to end up playing that game, actually, in Detroit. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
My grandson always tells me I worry about him too much. Well, I was worried sick when he came home from Afghanistan. He came back wounded. It wasn't a wound you could see. It was post-traumatic stress disorder. My T felt like he didn't fit in anywhere. Then I heard about Wounded Warrior Project. I don't know what they do there, but my T is smiling again.
Many of our warriors return from the battlefield with post-traumatic stress disorder. Help support them at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
60% chance of rain with a high of 73 today. 90% chance of rain now for tomorrow during the day and 80% tomorrow night. 61 now. WTAW College Station, Bryant.